I'm here at X Media Lab with Nathan Hegedus, who's the investigations editor at the Faster Times, an American website. Nathan's been working on a crowdsourced investigation into what we in the UK would call on-brand products, on-brand foods. I wanted Nathan to tell me a bit about this, so tell me a bit about this.
Yeah, well, the way we actually started it, the first public input was actually in deciding what the investigation should be. We gave three choices. We had a writer choose three topics that they might want to investigate. So we choose the writer first. And our writer chose genetically modified organisms, on-brand foods, and nanoparticles, which is little tiny particles that aren't regulated in America that end up in things from batteries to car tires to food. Anyway, the on-brand foods won by a sort of fairly large margin, which I sort of understand it affects people on a really obvious level. And so from then on, we just wrote some intro posts just to sort of, this is our first one, so we wrote some intro posts just to see what kind of reaction we get. And I expected for us to have to really end up working sources or working organizations or building partnerships, but we've actually not been deluged, but we've gotten really solid leads almost immediately that have led us into couple different directions, you know, with the investigation. So a little even different places than we thought we'd go. We found our best information on organic beef, actually, that is a potential real, like really hard news, which for our site that doesn't necessarily pay all that much and that we're doing a lot of this on a volunteer basis, it's a really exciting opportunity to really break some news and maybe even change the way Americans buy a lot of their on-brand meat, you know, store-brand meat, so.
And what would you say the major lessons that you've learned so far, or the major mistakes that you've made even?
Yeah, I think the lessons I've learned is actually to trust the public a little more, as I was just assuming we would have nobody. We put out some press and we got some articles, and people found us. I think that was just a real lesson, that people actually have this information, and really we picked a topic that they were interested in, and they were passionate about it, and people have really led us down some interesting avenues. The mistake is that we're a little limited by our resources. Maybe we write a post a week, or it's hard to. We're not doing it with the speed. Maybe, I mean, if we could write a post every day, and if we could be building with these sources and following up, because half of the investigation really is supposed to be the reporter following up on the leads and like. It's really a cooperation. The pace of it seems a little slow sometimes, but I'm not sure there's anything we can do about that. It's hard for me to push someone who's doing this for very little pay in the way that we're paid right now, in the way that our ad revenue is generated, to write faster. But
and finally, when do you expect the investigation to finish, if you like?
Yeah, we actually haven't determined that. I was just talking to our editor-in-chief and to the reporter about this recently. We seem to be getting better and better stories, but it's also been going on for a month, 4 to 6 weeks now, which seems to me like it's getting a little long, but yet we're still getting good stories. So we don't know yet. We're getting good news, so I think maybe the answer is that we need to start more investigations. And maybe just allow things to continue, you know, concurrently, whereas we thought that we would do one investigation and then just start the next investigation. But I see that this could actually, you know, drag out a bit, and not necessarily in a bad way. So.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nathan Hegedus from The Faster Times.
Yep.